No longer a denizen of the Nashville scene that made him a star, Billy Dean has come home. He bought a house on St. George Island. His mother, now in her 90s, lives in Tallahassee, and he visits her regularly. But his musical focus has undergone a change.
I'm still writing music, but I'm actually finding a lot of story here in North Florida. I'm actually working on a project called Gadsden. It's about Gadsden County in World War II.
It's a task he's not tackling alone.
I just met with a couple of professors here at FSU that have been instrumental in helping me, some with my research. And I have a lot of material that I inherited. My family served. I lost two uncles in that war. My dad was a paratrooper and four Bronze Stars. But it's not just about my family. As I was digging in, I found Gadsden County paid quite a price during World War II.
He also found many stories that have never been told.
And not only the white folks, but the black folks too. I've been interviewing some of those guys. I've got Mr. Fisher, a 97-year-old guy who wasn't allowed to fight in World War II, but I interviewed him, and come to find out, he lived about five streets from us, and his job was to drive supplies into people like my dad, into France, the paratroopers that had jumped in there.
Dean says this multimedia project will certainly include plenty of his original music with a decidedly traditional feel in keeping with the time period.
Some of the music that I'm writing now is taking me back to a more traditional country sound, like I grew up, steel guitar and just story and three chords and the truth, is sort of the cliche goes, but a lot of story about our county set in that time frame.
And Dean insists the production will go beyond the music.
Well, I'm sitting down on the island. I'm actually trying to write scripts for a documentary. It's the first time I've ever done anything like this. And I tell you what, it's kind of nice not to have to make something rhyme for a change.
Dean also says he has a self-imposed deadline to start rolling out the various segments.
This is the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, and I'm going to put out, probably be on YouTube, there'll be five episodes, one about Gadsden County, and then about my dad's brothers, and then the people that I interviewed are going to be in this piece too.
Yet even in the midst of this ambitious endeavor, Billy Dean insists he'd also like to get back to his days as a local honky-tonk hero. So he's reconnected with some of the players who were in one of Tallahassee's most popular local country bands in the 1980s and 90s, Southern Satisfaction.
Bobby Kennedy and Billy Blackburn, that was the band that I would go see when I was old enough, because they were just the best. And they could play a country song just like the radio, and they could play a disco song just like the radio. I mean, they were so good. They didn't drink. They were very straight, all business. It's one of the first groups that I learned that your job is to throw the party and not be the party, you know.
Billy Dean has truly come home. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.